You know, I've always been intrigued by the city of Addison. It's a wonderful city. But look at it. It's surrounded by the city of Dallas. They have, at least to my knowledge, a much greater population in the daytime than they do in the evening. They've got this thriving airport and have for decades. Great restaurants, world-class celebrations like Oktoberfest and Kaboom Town. And they've also got a brand new theater center manager and a lot of theater out there. Overseeing all this is the mayor of the town of Addison, Bruce Arfson, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. So you're a 22-year resident. You've seen a little bit of change out there. But tell me about the city. It really is an intriguing city.
It really is. And it's fairly unique, and at least we like to think so. And your point about the population change. You know, we have our nighttime population is about 17,000. But daytime, it's north of 100,000 that come in every day to work and to eat at our restaurants and to do different things. So yeah, those are the services that we have to provide for is that level of population.
You're a real estate guy, and everybody always talks about growth, and especially in this North Texas and the growth area. But I mean, you're really confined. I don't know how much your city can grow.
It's a challenge for sure. We're really more in a redevelopment phase. Because, you know, our whole town's about 4.5 square miles. And you mentioned the airport. The airport takes up 1 square mile of that. Yeah. So it leaves us about 3.5 left for everything else. We've got, you know, about 12 million square feet of office space, over 200 restaurants, 22 hotels. And so it is a lot for us to try to manage and figure out what does the future of Addison look like, you know. And so, like I said, we're in a redevelopment phase that we're trying to figure out, you know, with these aging developments, you know, what do those need to be going forward? And every city struggles with that now because, you know, you get a lot of folks that don't want change, or they want things to be kind of the same vibe that they moved into 10, 15, 20 years ago. But that's not generally realistic.
A lot of it comes down to infrastructure too. How do you get in? How do you get out? What acts as a magnet? It looks to me like driving around there the other day around Addison Circle area and everything else, and that station, which already has, I guess, a transit center, but where the new DART Silver Line is going to be, it looks like that can emerge as sort of a downtown area, you know, a central meeting area that could be a catalyst for all your Kaboom Towns and Oktoberfests and everything else.
Yeah, we really see that going forward, and we're spending a lot of time in discussions and with committees and different things on what does that look like, you know, for the development of that transit-oriented development, the TOD, at the Silver Line, because that's going to front to Addison Circle Park, that's where we house all of our big three events. Our Taste Addison, Kaboom Town, Oktoberfest. And so how do we integrate all that in to really make it be an enhancement of that Circle Park and the theater district just to the north of the park? So there's a lot of discussion on that, and we don't exactly know what that TOD is going to look like, but we want to integrate that as best we can and elevate that whole area to make it more inviting for folks to come in.
But, you know, I my sense is that you ought to plan for, I mean, as appealing as Oktoberfest and Kaboom Town, the other things are, is, you know, you worry about parking and getting in there, then everybody exiting at the same time, and how are you going to find your car, this and that. And that's where transit really ought to be a godsend to you.
Absolutely. You know, we're so excited about that with the Silver Line coming in, because we know a lot of folks that might want to come to our events, that might want to come in and participate in something there, but they don't want to deal with the parking issue. And so if you think about how many people go when they go down to American Airlines Center, they want to get on the DART rail to take the train down and get off right at the front door. It's going to be the same thing where they can come to our events, and we see that as a way for people to come and be able to participate without having to deal with the traffic and the parkings.
You know, I look at your city too, and the tax base must be astounding. Because, like you said, you've got you know, six figures of people in there during the day that are eating and spending money in your area and paying, you know, sales tax and everything else, and then going off and living someplace else. But are you just awash in money?
You know, people like to think that, and you know, we're doing okay. But you know what we also have, you know, we are very dependent on our commercial development and our sales tax, so very important to us. And we get a lot of benefit from our 22 hotels too. So the hotel tax that we collect from that.
You have 22 hotels?
Yeah, 22.
That's astounding.
Yeah, yeah, we have a lot of hotels, and so we pack a lot into our 4.5 square miles, and so when you look at what we need to accomplish with those things and to create this environment, that's an ongoing challenge for us all the time.
The other challenge is I actually took some time and I pulled up a Google map to try to look at the city lines, at the outlines of the city of Addison, and that's the screwiest layout I've ever seen. It's like somebody inadvertently poured a drink on a map, and they tried to dry it out, and whatever was still moist were the city lines.
Yeah, it's kind of like that Rorschach test, right? Where you look and see this odd shape and try to figure out what it is, and how they came up with those lines, nobody really seems to understand. But and see, people are confused all the time. You know, am I in Addison? Am I in Dallas or Carrollton or Farmers Branch? Because those are all our neighbors there, and so it's challenging. So you can and there are, and then we have a number of parts of our town that are in the city, in the town of Addison, but have a Dallas address, to even add to more confusion to it.
You know, the airport, like I say, has been out there forever. There was a wonderful guy, Henry Stewart, I think, who built that place, you know, probably 60 or 70 years ago. But now it's so centrally located. And I see McKinney talking about building, you know, a terminal so they can maybe get some commercial service. Has there ever been any talk about commercial service coming into Addison Airport?
It's, once in a while, somebody will bring that up and ask that same question, and it's really never been a consideration for us. One, that it's nothing that really any of the residents want. The town doesn't need it, and just having one runway too,
yeah,
would really affect the viability of that.
So, what's your greatest challenge as mayor of the town of Addison?
I think these days, you know, you're going back to your comment about infrastructure. Most of our roads and the infrastructure underneath all of that, most of them went in about the same time. So they're all failing about the same time. And so that's, you think about, you know, being awash in money. Well, we're in solid shape, but we're having to rebuild those roads. We just did that long-term project on Midway Road from Spring Valley all the way up to Keller Springs. And that was over a 3-year project. But it wasn't just a resurface. We replaced all the infrastructure, the water, the sewer, the telecom lines underneath it. And so, and then enhancing the landscape afterwards. And so, and now we're doing Keller Springs from the tollway to Addison Road. And so that's another big project. Same thing. It's going to be a complete rebuild on that road. And so being able to fund those, you know, we do those with bonds and you know, get the voters to vote on those things. But now, since we're trying to, we'd like to get them all done at the same time, but you just obviously can't do that.
Right. Also, I one last thing I got to ask you about, because the Addison Theater is really intriguing. And again, Fred, have a little tiny town of 17,000 to have a vibrant theater and performing arts center like that. You just got a new director. So there are big plans for the theater center?
Yeah, that's something that we took on last year. We had a consultant look at it and look at this asset that Addison owns. We own the theater center, but it was really underutilized. We've had the Water Tower Theater Group there for a long time, and they're a great live theater organization. We're so proud to have them as part of Addison. But there were so many nights out of the year, overwhelming majority, that we didn't have anything going on there.
Yeah.
And so how do we take that and elevate that and create an environment where there's almost always something going on there? So we decided, you know, we're going to bite the bullet and, you know, hire a full-time theater manager, somebody that's going to be really great in that space, and be creative and bring in some other things, you know, whether it's music or dance or comedy or whatever they might be able to find. To create more of an inviting situation for folks, and plus it will also raise the visibility of Water Tower Theater, so folks
Absolutely.
Will come there and say, oh, you have live theater here, I'm going to come and see a play sometime.
All right. Well, we look forward to it and look forward to the put time when we can hop the train and run over to Addison to grab dinner and see a theater.
For sure.
Or go to Oktoberfest, come to think of it. we appreciate the time. Bruce Arvidsson's the mayor of the town of Addison. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.